How's it going? How's it going? How's it going, everybody? Welcome to 4 Day Breaks presented to you by High Rise Fuel for an unfiltered world of candid conversations. I'm Joey. I'm one of your hosts, and I got here with me.
What's going on, guys? My name is Basan. Join us every 9 days to see what's going on from the latest trends to personal stories and everything in between. Nothing is off limits here, boy, and I mean nothing is fucking off limits.
Nothing at all, and we got with us a special guest since nothing is off limits. We got the oldest firefighter in the Edinburgh Fire Department, the grandfather to everybody in A-Shift. I call him grandpa or granddad, whatever you want to call him. Mr. JP, what's going on?
Goddamn, dude, I ain't that fucking old, man.
My dad's age, bro. You old.
Damn.
Yeah, so aside from that, JP, you're coming back to work finally, bro.
Finally, man.
5 month hiatus.
Yeah.
It's about time.
It is about time, man. Been stressing over here at home, bro. I stress more here at home than what I do at work, bro.
So how long has it been exactly?
About 2.5 months.
Damn.
Yeah.
And what have you done in those 2.5 months?
Not a goddamn thing, brother. Let me tell you, I can't do shit, man.
Well, now you're clear, so now you can. They won't let me do nothing.
They will not let me do nothing, man. Let me tell you. Yeah, man. It's been a rough recovery, man. Let me tell you.
Well, I mean, it's good though because you removed the other head, so you're good now.
Well,
now
true,
you don't
man.
Have that you don't have that. the third head trying to guide you, brother.
Yeah,
well, true, man. But I can't claim that motherfucker, bro. Let me tell you, dude. I had that shit for 8 years, bro. Let me tell you, dude.
It's time for him to move out and get his own place, bro.
Damn. Yeah, we got, dude, man. Get in the way of work, bro. Hey, but you know what, man? For me having it for 8 years didn't hold me back from doing my job, dude.
Yeah.
I
would lift and do shit that I was not supposed to, and I know that it would probably put me down even worse. But man, I will still do a lot more than these normal cats that were out there that didn't have nothing wrong with them.
The Basans?
Hell no.
The Basans, the Johns and Basans of the department, bro.
The Johns, yeah, man.
I don't want to get my hands dirty, you know, those type of guys, you know.
Okay, first of all, we're talking about fucking wings, wait, all right? You know, like, I know you don't fucking, I know you eat boneless wings, bro. I know that's all you
bro,
did the past 2 months.
I don't agree with chicken nuggets, dog. Okay?
Yeah, JP eats it with bone, bro. He eats like the whole thing with
he
bone.
He eats that's the bone. It, I was about to say.
He didn't even eat the meat, bro. He just eats the bone. He just takes the bone out of the wing and just eats the bone.
That's it, dude. That's the only way to go, bro. Shit.
Man. That's fucking crazy, bro. Fuck no.
You probably eat it with blue cheese, bro. That's the thing. You don't even like ranch.
You're making ranch, bro. What the fuck?
Nah, bro. You eat the bone with blue cheese. You leave the chicken and the ranch to the side for everybody else.
All I need you to tell me is that when you get a sandwich, bro, you cut the crust off. And that
means, you know, bro. You know, like that's all I need that to happens.
Hear. You're done, bro.
All right, I eat the crust, but I mean, if they have the option to take the crust off, I'm not against it.
Oh man, dude,
there it is.
Dude,
speaking of which, so here's a funny thing on that shit, bro. So Robert and John, I guess, didn't believe you, JP, with the way I am with food.
Oh yeah.
So we went last night to that fucking taco burger stand right there by Family Dollar on Sugar.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I ordered my food, Dad. And they fucked it all up. All of it. So I fucking give it to John. I give John the, sorry, let me tell you what I ordered, right? I got the Mexican burger that's supposed to come with like lettuce, tomato, ham, egg, and avocado. I told them I only want the ham and egg. Okay. I don't want nothing else. I don't want the lettuce. I don't want the tomato. I don't want the avocado. I only want the ham and egg.
Yeah.
They give it to me with chingos of mustard on it. And I'm like, that wasn't even on the fucking menu, but okay.
Damn.
Right? I asked for a hot dog too. A regular hot dog on their menu says it takes or it has ketchup, mayo, and mustard. And I'm like, all right, can I have one of the regular hot dogs with no mustard? They bring it to me with no mustard, but with a bunch of tomatoes and shit. the burger had a ton of mustard on it. So I give the burger to Robert. I give the hot dog to John. I go back and I'm like, ma'am, can I just order another one? Another Mexican burger, the same way, but no mustard. I only want only ham and egg. I mean, ham and egg. That's it. They get, and I order another hot dog, brother. Right? Yeah. They bring me the hot dog first, and the hot dog still came the exact same way.
What the fuck?
So I was like, fuck this. I gave it to Mena, and then my burger came right. So I was like, all right, I'll eat the burger. Fuck it. Bro, what's so hard about understanding when I order something a specific way? I'm saving you money, brother. You're not using the rest of the ingredients, bro.
All of the product. You're not using the ingredients. Yeah, I get you, bro. I get you.
So, they didn't believe me. They thought you were full of shit. They were surprised that I didn't eat it, and I fucking left it there. I was like, nope. It's going in the trash if no one wants to eat it.
Hey, Basan. Dude, let me tell you, brother. Like, I know this dude's way of habits of eating, man. Like, this guy is royalty. When I'm cooking, bro, I need to spoon feed this motherfucker, bro. Let me tell you. This guy is fucking picky, bro. It's funny because I know a lot of these guys, man, from the department that when I'm cooking, I already know what these guys want. I know how these guys are. I know what they like, you know. And I come and I tell people, man, they're like, man, get the fuck out of here, man. You fucking liar. Like, dude, you don't know. Like, seriously, I got some deals in this motherfucking mouth.
JP seen me throw fucking, like, brand new food that was not done the way I asked away. Yeah. Or he'll eat it.
Or I'll eat it.
And you see, like that's crazy, so here's my bro. Like, he won't even return it back and get another
one. I'm afraid that if I tell them something, they're going to do something to my food.
Yep, I'm the same way.
I'd rather get a whole new
one. You know
order.
What? I get you.
I'm exactly the same way.
Yeah, I'd rather not go be like, hey, yes, like y'all I fucked up my burger or y'all, you know, whatever, because I feel like they're going to do something to my food then. So I don't like
that. Yeah.
It's rare that I do that. Like, if I do something, it's normally like, I'm trying to think of the times I've done it, but like, at Hayashi, like, if I ask for a fucking steak and I'm like, I want it medium rare and I see that it's on there too long, I'll tell them because they're cooking it in front of me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like Subway, I'll tell them because I can see what they're doing. But like, if it's a place like this where a stand where I don't really just stand there and look at what they're doing, I don't like to make like a big deal about it. I'll just order it again. And what was crazy is John was like, bro, I can't believe they fucked that shit up twice. The hot dog. I was craving
Just fucking crazy, bro. Like twice.
Twice, bro.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question.
I mean, tomato, first of all, like it's crazy.
It's the Mexican shit, bro.
That's fucking wild.
What were you gonna say, JP?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I mean, way off topic. Let's go back to topic over here.
Okay.
So what's happened at work, bro, since I've been gone, dude?
Oh, man.
I mean, I know a lot of shit happens when I'm gone, dude. Like, when I'm there, I'm a white cloud, bro. I don't bring in anything badass for myself.
you don't want to know. There's just a lot. That's a lot. The only good news I've heard, and it's not even good news anymore since I heard the other part. Mm-hmm. So both of y'all are aware we're getting short, like, duty shorts and shoes, right?
Okay, dude. So I just found that out, bro.
Okay.
Damn.
So we're getting duty shorts. I don't know what brand they are, but they look like 5'11 type shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting duty shoes.
Shoes, yes. Steel toes.
Yes. Do you want to know the one bad part about it?
Huh.
Let's just say us three are on the same crew.
Huh.
If JP doesn't want to wear it, the whole crew can't wear it.
Oh, nice. He's just gonna cause some conflict,
dude. Hell yeah, bro. Because if I'm at Central with fucking Robert, I know he's not gonna want to wear them. I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
Exactly. You know what? Let me get into Joey's skin. I don't want to wear my shorts.
it's just that right there was the one part I didn't agree with. But dude, aside from that, bro, I mean, really, like, it's just been honestly, it's been a lot of smoke detector shit.
So I asked, hey, man, so when do you wear these shorts, man? Can we just wear them at any time? No, it has to be 95 degrees. Oh, we ain't going to have no fucking problem. That's an everyday thing over here.
Yeah. Gotcha, yeah, bro. So that's what I had heard, that it was going to be like temperature driven. But I was like, bro, like even sometimes even in like the late 80s, bro, it'll be the late 80s, but feel like a certain temperature. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it needs to be like above a feels like temperature, not above an actual temperature.
Well, dude,
there's just times that it'll be like 88 degrees, but it feels like 105 or some shit.
Yeah. Just let summer kick in, bro. It's always going to be above 95. The only time it's not that point is in the mornings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even then, bro, I mean, I like the concept of it. I think it's badass to wear some.
Dude, that's something that we've been fighting for years, man. Let me tell you. We've been asking for that for years.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I like the concept. I think it could work. It just depends on how they want to do it. Because I don't think it should be based on the entire crew. I think everybody likes to wear their own certain type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, some people like to wear long sleeves. Some like to wear short sleeves. I like to wear the new polos, but I know like Robert G and some other people like to wear the old polos.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, we're all wearing the same shit that says Edinburgh Fire. Whatever the fuck I want to wear, I should be allowed to wear.
I don't mean to brag, but I just think if the driver wants to wear shorts, the driver should wear shorts only because he's not in the mix with everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's kind of, if I remember correctly, I think that's how McCallan has it.
Yeah, man. I mean, the driver's outside just doing his driver thing, man. And everybody else, if they want to wear pants, they...
Matter of fact, you know how bad I am, bro? I wear these fucking shorts when it freezes, bro.
Yeah, I'm probably the same way, bro.
Bro. I'm always in at home, bro. I rarely wear pants, even when I go out.
So I told the chief, man, when I was talking about this, and he was like, yeah, but you could only wear them with shorts. Now, why? Sometimes they look badass when you're wearing with the high tops, with the high boots. And he's like, no, it's because I'm trying to avoid you guys looking like UPS or FedEx. I was like, what the fuck?
So what's wrong with UPS and FedEx?
That's exactly what I said. Yeah, with that.
What's wrong with FDNY? Because they do that shit too.
Yeah, we can't play ball with FDNY though, man, because they are their own fire department. They don't belong to New York, bro.
Yeah.
They're FDNY, not NYFD.
Yeah, but it's still there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people can learn from a lot of these bigger departments on how to do things or how to translate it to a smaller department.
Dude, I even asked if the drivers can smoke cigars, bro. He was like, he looked at me like, what? No. I was like, what the? Why not, dude? Like, that would be the shit.
But Basan could pop 5 Zins in the matter of 2 minutes. It's crazy.
See.
Gotcha. Before a fucking blower.
I don't
want to
work because I don't want to get my hands dirty.
This motherfucker, bro. He's not gonna get over that.
I just can't. It's just you and Evan, bro, are exactly the same. Y'all sleep together, what? Damn.
Oh, we used to. Actually, yesterday we did.
Gee, man. Evan put gloves on, bro. That's how crazy you get.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wild, dude. I was like, bro,
what are you doing? What are you gonna do? Oh, I'm gonna eat my wings. What the fuck with gloves? And I was like, yeah, why? And he's like, I don't like getting my hands dirty, dude. You need to suck your fingers after eating that wing. No, man, what's wrong with you? What the hell? Okay. Yeah.
Dude. Shit, bro. I had no shame at the fucking rib eating contest, bro.
Oh, dude. Man, I know. Hey, man, let me tell you, after surgery, bro, I haven't been able to eat the same, dude.
No?
Nah, hell no, man. I overeat, dude, and man, my fucking stomach feels like it's going to tear apart, dude. It's bad. It's fucking bad. Like, I'm ashamed of myself. I can't go to Whataburger to get a double meat because I won't even fucking finish it, bro.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yes, bro, that's fucking nuts. It sucks, dude. I feel bad with you. I ashamed fat guys. I shouldn't even be labeled a fat guy, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So what are you eating, bro?
I mean, shit, dude. I eat everything, but a smaller portion. Like, you know, my wife goes out and she'll go make tacos and shit, whatever, you know. And normally, I'll eat anywhere from 5, 6 to 8 tacos in one sit down, you know. And that's not including the side, you know, rice, beans, or whatever, you know. But now, dude, if I eat you 2 to 3, that's a lot, dude.
Really?
Dude, I lost already. I'm down 25 pounds from 306.
So let me ask you this then. Right, have you tried eating a pizza yet?
Yes.
Okay. How's that?
Okay, so you know what? We went to CC's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I could go over there and I could get like about 8 plates, bro. Boom, 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 boom. Like crazy. Just loaded. Loaded, bro.
Dang. Yeah, but they're 8 plates with one slice, sweet.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
So then now if I get maybe two plates, that's a lot, bro.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Like I can't, bro. I just can't. I went to Texas Roadhouse and I ordered the 20-ounce bone-in ribeye.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even finish it, bro. I had to bring that bitch home. And I don't like bringing steaks home. Like, dude, if you don't fucking finish it, then just leave it there. Fuck, I don't want to. Like, I won't reheat that motherfucker. Like, I can't. So, yeah, dude, that's literally how bad it is, man. It sucks. It really sucks.
Wait, what did you say? You said Longhorns, right?
Texas Roadhouse. Longhorns, dude.
Roadhouse.
Longhorns, dude, it'll be the same thing. They have the 20-ounce bone-in ribeye, but I guarantee you, bro, I will not fucking finish it.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
That is.
This man said I added it back into it, bro. That's a good thing, bro. You have that built. Yeah,
and
that
then the Wingstop's about to open
built-in
near you.
Ozempic.
I love it.
That's a good thing, man. That's still be eating like shit, bro. I went to fucking.
Yeah, it is.
This man is lagging, brother.
Yeah, it is. Lagging. It's lagging. I could hear you guys breaking in and out for some reason.
Yeah, it's something with you. To me and Bassan are good. It's that Spectrum internet, brother, is what it is. Oh, wait, Bassan, you're on Spectrum too.
I think it is that Spectrum internet.
Yeah.
It's that Bassan Edinburgh Spectrum internet.
Dude, that's because I upgraded that.
I got a Spectrum, bro.
I got to stand over here on one foot and my arm.
The problem
is,
yeah, I was about to say. With the hanger.
That's crazy. Above the TV, bro, moving the antenna with the foil paper, bro. What's it called? So aside from that, like the recovery and shit, how's everything else been though? Like are you ready to come back to work or did you want to stay out more?
No, dude, you know, I am so damn ready to go back to work, man. I miss you guys. I miss the camaraderie. I miss just the fucking around in the morning, just sitting down.
Okay, hold on.
You know what, dude? I gave up coffee, brother.
Camaraderie?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, my God, bro.
Pulling another plutonium.
The plutonium, the fucking shoe horse.
Hey, man, come on now.
Camaraderie, not camaraderie. I know you're saying it
camaraderie, man.
The way it's spelled. But it's just camaraderie, that's it.
That's what I said, camaraderie.
Camaraderie, that's it. The A, the like third A or second A, whatever the fuck it is
third A.
Is silent. It's silent week. Camaraderie, not camaraderie.
You're never going to change, are you, huh?
Never, brother, never.
You always catch the little things, huh?
I mean, they ain't much big things with you, brother, that I can miss. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm big enough, bro.
Get any bigger. Sure.
Oh, man. Hey, bro, so I was actually just telling Bassan this past week that I think it was this past week, about that time that you pulled the truck over with me and Cito.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, man. tell Bassan a little bit about how that day was.
Bro, I've been through some events with these guys, bro, and let me tell you that they're fucking fun, man. But sometimes these guys don't – these guys picking each other. They don't pick on me. I'm out of the loop. I mean, I'm in the loop, but I'm out of the loop because these guys don't pick on me much. And this day, bro, these guys, both of these motherfuckers, bro, have been fucking around with me the whole time, you know? So then we go to a fucking call. And through the call, these guys are laughing and joking, doing their thing and whatever the fuck. And I'm driving, dude. I'm hauling ass in the truck. And at this time of year, dude, I'm a very aggressive fucking driver. Very aggressive. And Joey will be one to tell you that. Hey, man, fuck that, man. You just slow down, man. You scare the shit out of me when you drive, whatever, whatever. Okay, cool, whatever. You know, me still doing my thing. These guys fucking around.
No. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm scared when I'm in the back of an open cab fucking truck.
Bro,
and if I have a door blocking me from flying out, I'm good. Open cab when I'm sliding, brother, and the only thing holding me is a fucking... the little barrier that's there that I don't even know if it could sustain my fucking weight limit with an air pack. Nah, brother, I'm good. I'm gonna fuck around and die.
Bro, you're the only one in the department that complains, bro. Everybody else is good. They all tell me, man, I love your driving. You're fast, whatever.
Well, I mean, it ain't my fault. I'm the only one that values my motherfucking life. Fuck these other motherfuckers.
Nobody's gonna miss you. Don't act like they're gonna miss you. Come on now.
But Kion's don't miss me. I mean, that's all I need, brother. Amy's gonna miss me. Fuck that. Not an open. I'm glad we don't have any more open cab, though. I'm glad. Because back in the day, Basan, that used to be fucking frontline, bro.
Yeah, I know, bro. Like, the fact that it was still there bouncing around stations, like, if it was in fucking service, is ridiculous, bro. That's fucking
so crazy. Imagine that, bro, in the back of a fucking truck with an open cab, taking a street that's fucking... speed limit is 60, and this guy's flying at it with fucking like over 100, and you're fucking two wheeling that turn. Yeah, bro, I'm good. I'm good. No seat because the seatbelt didn't fucking work either. Work.
What? That's not gonna work. Yeah, I haven't had any fleet accidents or anything crazy, bro, and anything.
Yes, you have.
You've hit shit before. You've taken when I'm curbs too.
Man, that still counts, bro. Shit, dude, you were working part time with fucking Stewart's Lawn Care and fucking curb service, bro. Remember that shit when we used to make that company for Stewart?
Hey, dude, I remember you holding hands.
You hit curb.
Hey, bro. So Stewart used to have a lawn care and curb service because that dude took curbs other. Hey, like every curb in the city of Edinburgh, all fucking 90,000 of the fucking curbs in every neighborhood, every major intersection, everything, he's taken at least once.
Yes, sir.
Jeez.
Hey, he'll hit it and he'll laugh about it and then just keep going on about his day.
Hey, man, he brought in the washing the truck with the wipes. Remember that, JoJo?
Yeah, bro. I still have the video, bro. So
with IPs.
We used to call Stewart super extra. So he was washing or not washing. Let me rephrase. We had just washed truck 4 back when we were at station 4 and he was cleaning the rims to truck 4 with wipes, bro. Like baby wipes, wipes.
Dog.
That's next level, bro.
Yep.
That is next level, bro.
But back to our story. So we're talking shit to JP. And he was driving, and then what happened, JP?
Dude, I fucking pulled over, bro. I just like I popped the brake, I hit the brakes, and I get the curb. I go to the shoulder, right, and I go, "Hey, motherfuckers, y'all motherfuckers have jokes today, don't you?" Both y'all motherfuckers have jokes, don't you, dude? I just lost it, bro. And then these guys had no other choice but to look at each other. And crack laughing, bro. I mean, laughing,
bro. The whole way, dude. And then the whole way that he's driving back, me and Cito are in the back just imitating him, pull the fucking thing, turn back and talk shit. Hilarious, bro. Hilarious.
Dude, man. I was like, what the fuck? Did it pick up JP Day or what, dude? Like, God,
get the fuck out of it, dude. Ain't no lie. We were riding on you that day hard, bro.
Hard, bro. Hard.
And what made it even worse is that I guess JP was having an off day and he took like 2 or 3 curbs and we were just ragging on him hard all fucking day.
Dude, and that's because they would rag on Stewart, bro. I was always on the sideline, bro. I was just in the fence all the damn time. And it was always Joey, Cito, and Stewart. they were always picking on Stewart. Always. Because Stewart had a very, dude, like, he'll get annoyed real easily. So these guys.
And me and Cito love that shit.
They knew to get under his skin, bro. And it was just so damn funny, man. And then was this day, hey, you know what? Let's fuck around with JP Day, bro. Fuck Stewart. I was like, damn, dude. Yeah, man. Let me tell you that us four together, bro, man, we had fun, bro. Like, fucking fun together. We go sit outside.
Yeah, we're at four.
In the front porch of Station 4, in Chonies. Oh, I was sitting in Chonies. I didn't give a shit, bro. I was chilling outside in shorts and Chonies, dude, late at night. It was crazy, bro.
Yeah, it was a good time at four, bro. It was literally just cagando palo all day, every day. And that was a crazy thing, is that we would fuck around all day, every day, and we were still first to, like, everything.
Everything. Yep.
Dog.
Dude, we had a structure. No. We had an 18-wheeler on fire next to a structure, right? And this is on Alamo Road and 17 and a half. Okay, get you this. Alamo Road and 17 and a half. That's Station 3 area way the fuck east.
And that was before Station 3 was mad. It was only Central 2 and 4.
Yeah, bro. We're at Station 4, dog. It's raining. It tones off and Stewart's like, let's go. Now, you want to get there first? He goes, yeah. Then they're like, whatever, dude. I said, let's go. Dude, I pulled out from 4-way, hauled ass, went down the university, McCall, all the way to Monte Cristo, and Monte Cristo all the way to Alamo Road. And, dude, mind you, in the rain, dude, in the mist, and this is early in the morning, around 8 in the morning, give or take.
Yeah, it was something like that, like 8 or 9.
Yeah, dude, I'm hauling ass, dude. I beat everybody to that fucking callway. From four, dog. From four.
Bro, me and Cito were in the back thinking he was full of shit, bro, until we turned on fucking Alamo. And we realized, like, hey, there's no lights, bro. Like, there's nobody there. So me and him started scrambling, putting on our air pads and shit. Yeah,
dude. I'm like, hey, guys, get ready, man. We're going to get there first. And whatever. Shit. Sure enough, dude. We got there first, man. We're the first truck in. Dude. Cito's an atheist, bro. And I made Cito fucking do the cross on a curve. East of town, bro. Dog. North of town. You know that curve on Klausner when you're going under the overpass, going to Station 5?
Yeah. It's right after the Klausner and Monte Cristo light, and you keep going north, like you're going to get on the expressway. It turns into frontage.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever taken that above speed limit in a fire truck?
Yeah. a fucking fire truck.
It's sketch as fuck in a fire truck. It is in the back seat where you have no control over the truck. It's sketch as fuck.
Yeah, I bet.
JP doesn't know what a brake is at that point.
I was flying, bro. When I tell you I want to be there first, I want to be there first, brother. Let me tell you. First. Dude, and Cito looked at the truck, and looked at the street, and she's like, holy. and then there's one, bro. He's a captain now, and he's in a different shift. Mm-hmm. Bro, he was screaming at me to slow down, dude, when I took it with him. And I was looking at him like, hey man, don't worry, man, I got this. Dude, he's screaming at me, bro. When we got to the call, we finished the call, he pulled me aside. He's like, hey, you need to slow down when you're driving that truck. I'm like, who's driving, man? You or me? Do I tell you how to do your job? Like, leave me alone, bro. Shit. Like that.
For real.
Yeah, bro. That those turns are sketch as fuck sometimes. And then another funny thing on that note, too, is the fucking the shoe horse one in the middle of the night, bro. Me and Cito to this day still laugh.
I was asleep, bro. I was more asleep than awake. Come on now.
Nah, but that was funny as hell, bro. It was so random.
The shoe horse way.
So you know, like the horseshoe, right? The way it is, like a U?
Yeah.
So we're going to a call. Yeah. It's for a structure, and we're looking for it. And JP has the audacity to fucking just yell it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go around. Look, go. You got to do a turn on the shoe horse. And me and Cito are in the back bunkering up, bro. And we stop like, what the fuck did he just say? The shoe horse, bro. And we're like, dude, what the fuck is a shoe horse?
Oh, dude.
And then it clicks. And Cito's like, you fucking dumbass. Do you mean a horseshoe?
Oh, dude, man.
This is crazy ass times.
Great times, man. Great times.
That was way back in the day, bro.
Dude, we 2017,
bro.
Hey, dude, man.
2017, bro. Yeah, bro.
That was 2017 when we were doing that shit.
Damn.
You were 17, Basan. God damn, bro. I forget how young you were.
Yeah, bro.
I was fighting fire before your fucking nuts dropped, bro. That's crazy.
Gotcha, bro. Wow, gotcha. Wow.
Hey, JP, you could technically be his grandpa, bro.
Hey, fuck for real.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah.
Damn.
It's like that video of Kevin Hart and Kai Cenat, bro, when they're vibing and they're like, when you vibe with your coworker that's three times your age or whatever. That's how it is with JP, bro.
Yeah, for real, man. Anyway, you know what? You know one thing I love, though? Out of my age and everything, bro, I love the way I have freaked everybody out when I'm jamming out to my jams, dog.
Yeah. No.
Check this out, bro, for sure. For sure.
The funniest thing at Station 4, bro, that I will never get over was JP. Picture, you know the way JP looks. For those of you that don't know how JP looks, we'll find a way to put a picture of him somewhere. This dude driving a smart car that he barely fits in, that doesn't have a system, that he's using his speaker as the system, pulling up, listening to the most hood shit you could think of, bro. Windows down, doing a fucking burnout in the fucking driveway, pulling up, and all you hear is, you see JP driving, you see the little fucking, the smart car driving, and all you hear is like Tupac and Biggie and all this like hood shit. And he's like bumping it, bro. It's crazy as fuck.
Dude.
Bro, I forgot that you own a smart car, bro.
I'm gonna tell you, from all the cars that I've had, bro, that smart car was the shit.
Bro, don't give me that shit, bro. I'm not, don't. Dude,
let me tell you, when it would hail or that hail's coming, it was gonna rain real bad, bro. I can park that little thing in between the fire trucks, bro. That is how crazy. Dude, I can put the truck inside the fire station, and I can pop a Yui, brother. Let me tell you. A Yui.
Nah, for real, bro.
I'm like, not, he's joking, not playing. You know what? At Central, you know, behind back then it used to be truck one, right? You back it up.
Okay.
Okay, and you still have that little space in the back from the bay door to the truck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I would park.
Yeah.
I would park my little smart car right there, and I could just the Yui, bro, and leave. Dude, that's how at 50 miles per gallon, brother. Let me tell you this shit, man. You learn to love that motherfucker. Real badass. And then the funny thing about back then, when Sean was there, well, you know Sean, way 400-pounder or 380-pounder back in the day when he was healthy, real badass.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, Sean and Big Richard were there together. He goes, hey, man, let me get in the car. Well, Sean gets in the car, and it leans to the driver's side. You know, well, Sean's heavy, you know? So it leans to one side. Like, holy shit, dude. So then Richard goes, like, and I told Richard, like, hey, man, get in there, bro. Both of you will fit. And like, they look at each other like, man, shut up, man. We won't fit. Like, dude, you guys will fit. And you know, for Sean 6'5", Richard 6'4", 6'3", something like that. Yeah. And they both get in, bro, and they both fit.
No, bro.
Dude, they both fit. Even Andy, bro, Andy from B-Shift, the lieutenant.
Yeah.
He got in there, bro, and he was like, dude, this is comfortable. Like, they fit. They're 6'5", guys. Their head was nowhere near the roof. That's how crazy.
I don't know.
Could you own a smart car, Basan? Oh, Basan cut off. Hey, y'all. So, public service announcement. Spectrum fucking sucks.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you, I can hear you fine.
Spectrum fucking sucks. If y'all have Spectrum, highly recommend. This is not an ad placement. Highly recommend switching to fiber, Google Fiber, AT&T Fiber, anything fiber, because we always have technical difficulties due to Spectrum. Spectrum, if you're hearing this and want to sponsor the podcast, we'll revert this statement and make it work somehow, some way. But until then, fix your shit, you know? Yeah, I think Basan lost like complete connection.
Yeah, this guy's on.
But aside from that, though, man, I mean, man, bro. So let's talk a little bit for those that don't know you, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your previous work experience when you were working on trucks and not doing the firefighting driving side of it.
Okay.
So how did all that, like, what initially got you into the mechanic side of things?
Well, that went off of my first marriage, my first father-in-law. My first father-in-law had a dude, and he works with us now at the fire department. His name's Bustos.
Mm-hmm.
And he was his best friend. At the time, my thing was that I wanted to be a mechanic. I wanted to learn about cars and trucks and stuff like that. And one thing did after another where Bustos took me under his wing and started teaching me. And I went off. And that, back then, Bustos had his own company. And we worked, man. We must have been working together for about 8 years, man. And let me tell you that after those 8 years, Pierce came into play. They're the brand. Pierce is a brand of fire trucks that are out there. And for those people that don't know about the Pierce trucks, after that, I started working for Pierce because Bustos went to go work for Pierce and he closed down the company, man. And then I Bustos talked to them, brought me under his wing too again, and I started working for Pierce. And I worked for Pierce for about 5 years in Austin, Maynard, Austin, back in the day. And, dude, we travel everywhere working on fire trucks. Everything from Austin, Maynard, San Antonio, Doral, down south was something that we would take care of all the time. And after that, again, man, we kept on doing that stuff. And Bustos ended up quitting Pierce. I stayed with Pierce after Bustos got out. Then Bustos started his own company again, and Bustos told me about it. I quit Pierce, and I went to go work for Bustos again, and we started running the whole valley. You know, we competed against Pierce, competed against a whole other companies of fire trucks, you know, E1, American France. We would do all the warranty work, all that stuff. We would be – the warranty work would stay with the company, with the main companies, and we would do all the non-warranty work, which is a lot cheaper than – what a normal company would charge. And we would everything South by Deer Island, bro. And it was just crazy, man. Then sad thing to say that Bustos decides to close his company because, you know, it just insurances and everything was just too damn expensive at the time. We couldn't keep up, man.
Yeah.
Dude, we stopped, man. We stopped. And I went to go work for my brother at Beverly's at a hardware store. And I worked O'Reilly's auto parts, and that's all I would do. I would still do side jobs on the side. People call me, man. Like, hey, man, you know, Bazan is back.
There's Bazan. Bazan,
bro, I fucking hate Spectrum right now, bro. I swear to God, if I see a fucking Spectrum van outside my house, bro, I'm going to fucking start swinging, bro. I'm sick and tired of this shit, dog. Sick and tired of this.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man, So you know I'm doing that, and then one day that's when Sean from the fire department shows up. He shows up behind me like a big black cloud just covers my shadow. His shadow covers me, bro. And I'm working there at Beverly's, and he goes, "Hey JP, can I talk to you?" And I was like, "Yeah, Chief, what's up, man? What you got?" And he's like, "How would you like to come work for the fire department?" I was like, "Man, that'd be great, Chief. That'd be badass. Do it." And he goes, "Go be a mechanic for me." No, sure. That's not a problem. Yeah, I'm down for that. All right, go do an application. So I did an application 5 years. It took 5 months, bro, for me to get hired with the city. Bro,
no shit.
My background sucks, bro.
That's a common name.
Yeah, dude.
I have that same fucking issue.
Dude, man. apparently I was a sex offender. I have assault charges. I had, man, I was wanted everywhere. I was like, what the hell, dude? So I had to go do everything, man, from a urine test, blood work, blood pal, dude, your size. I mean, I would go off, but, you know, I don't want to
say anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But but yeah, man, it took me about that long, man, about 5 months to get hired. And once that happened, I was with Bustos again in the fire department, dude, and working as a mechanic. 3 years later, I'm doing that work. I've always said, bro, I'll never wash a fucking truck, man. I didn't want to be a firefighter because I didn't want to wash trucks, bro. Like, I was like, fuck that. I don't want to be washing trucks all the damn time because that's all they would do at the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, firefighters wash trucks all the time. That's it. That's all I would see. But then they would come back from calls, and we're all sitting there in the dispatch, and I'm hearing these guys' war story. Man, that was fucking badass. You know, I did this. I threw this shit through the wall, whatever, whatever, man. I would hear all those stories, dude, and it sounds badass. And one thing led after another, man. I went to crying to Sean, hey, man, I want to be a firefighter, man. I want them four-day breaks. I want that money. These guys are making more money than me not doing shit. I'm over here in the sun every day, showering, black shit coming off of me. Like, dude, I don't want to be like that no more. So here I am, man, going to the academy fucking 9 months. Man, that sucked.
But you didn't go to, like, the regional or STC. You went through the Mission Academy, right?
Yes, I went to the Mission Academy. I was Academy number 3.
God damn.
Yeah.
A single-digit Academy, bro?
That's crazy.
Academy number 3, bro.
Damn.
Hey, man. It was cool, bro. We wouldn't come. You know what? Wait, it was me. It was me, Richard, bro, that would go to the academy, man. And it was, we wouldn't get back to the station till 2 in the morning, sometimes 3.
That sucks.
Hey, bro. It was rough because Sean was telling us, hey, man, I better not catch you with a book, and I can't better not catch you studying on city time. And we couldn't study. And at 5 o'clock, we had to take off. So our study time was short, really, really short. We would take our fucking book to the restroom to go take a shit or whatever, man. We're there with our books doing a little bit, bro. Every little chance that we got. Every little chance that we got, bro, to study. That's the way we do it.
So then, okay, so that happens. You get certified. And when was this? When was all this time frame?
I got certified July 11th, 2011.
Damn.
47.
Monday?
1947.
So 2011. I was. Damn. Where the fuck was I in 2011?
Fucking, my son was probably not in hit your daddy's nuts.
I was in.
Damn.
I was in 10th grade.
Dude, that is wild because, dude, I swear that you and my son had to have played together. And you were in McAllen and he was at Vela. And we went to McAllen to go scrimmage. We went to McAllen to scrimmage. And I swear, bro, if you were there, you guys must have had played.
Yeah, probably. I mean, we both graduated 2013, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, potentially, yeah.
And I was 98.
Damn.
Yeah.
I wasn't even born, Way.
I was 3, bro.
I was not even born.
I was 3, bro.
Both of you ain't worth the shit, man. Damn, really?
What's funny is anytime we hear something from his age, me and Basad are both like, damn. 98, bro? 98. Yeah, so I think my dad graduated 97. Hmm. Or 98. Maybe it was 98. I don't know. Man, that's crazy. So I was 3. This guy wasn't even born yet. And in 2011, I was in 10th. What were you? You were 11, so you were like, what, 6th grade?
Yeah, probably.
6th grade. And then now we're all here in 2025.
Somehow, some fucking way.
And that's a crazy thing, bro, that I always tell people about the fire service is like some of the people that I'm the closest to with work – mm-hmm. It's like me and Basan and me and JP, we'd probably like if we didn't work in the same place, we'd probably never talk.
No. In the real world. Sure. For sure.
You know what I mean? Like that's crazy to think about, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, man, how close me and Joey have gotten together, man. How close of a friendship do we have compared to everybody else, dude? And the age difference.
Yeah, 100%. like JP's probably the only person that I genuinely talk to. Just, I mean, aside from business, right? Like, yeah. Like it's more of, I mean, we could link up. We could go do, you know, I mean, we haven't done it now that he's been out on injury, right? But barbecues or just get-togethers in general, or hey, yeah, we're gonna go drink here. We're gonna go do this. Like, I don't really do that with a lot of people from work.
But no.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, dude, that's just wild, bro. And man, that's one thing I gotta say, dude. If there's one thing that I really, really, really miss is barbecue, bro. I have since I've been out, I have not touched my barbecue pit, man.
Well, let me tell you, Station 3 hasn't either.
Yeah, I know. So I was
so Basan's been bitching, bro. You know what? Now that you're coming, hey, Sunday, are we barbecuing or what?
Mm-hmm.
So that's plan. I told the guys I was gonna go back, and the first thing I want to do while I'm there is turn on the pit.
I'm at Central. So nice. I'm acting at Central, so I'm game.
Mm-hmm.
Game. Basan is there with me. He's game. Yep. Who's Sally just sent me the thing. Who's with me? I think we're three men that day.
Yeah, I think it's just Evan.
Oh, that's right. Evan and Basan. That's it. Me, Evan, and Basan.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
And then it's you guys are back to normal, I think, except for Sam. Sam is at two driving because I'm over here.
Oh shit, okay. Nice.
So Kevin, yeah, JP, Mario, and Isaac. I'm down, bro.
I am too, man. I just need to know exactly what is it that we're gonna get down with, because you know, I need to
Well, you're the one that just coming back. What do you
Yeah, I do for real.
Dude, I want some beef ribs, bro.
I'm down.
Mm-hmm. I want some beef ribs, some fajita, bro.
I'll invite PD, bro, to do another rematch there at the station.
Yeah.
That way they can post it on social medias and we can get roasted again.
Gotcha, again, bro.
Again. Oh, Zempic to the rescue, bro.
For real, bro. Dude, it was so funny because Mark texted me like about the comments, bro. It was hilarious, bro.
We're going off. Ruthless, bro.
For real, mad, bro.
Hey, you know what, though? I'm not even mad about it, bro. They pay my salary, bro. I'm chilling. You want to talk shit to me all day, bro? Oh, it's all good. It is all good.
At the end of the day, brother, we still turn off the fires. They're scared, though, so it's all good.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it, brother. We're chilling. And plus, dude, it was a free meal, bro. I'm not going to turn down a free meal. Granted, those mashed potatoes were hot as fuck, but it was still good.
Hey, bro, I'm even thinking about steaks, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know what I want. I just haven't barbecued, bro.
I just need to
put something. The favorite flavor pack in there, lacking them, you know? Just go, dude.
God damn, bro.
That's some, like, old shit. Like, you know, like, who says that? Like, I'm...
Wait, what's
cooked?
A cook? I'm never laughing, bro.
Bro.
I'm gonna put that on t-shirt.
Yeah, bro.
I've never heard that shit.
Hey, man. Shit.
I'm down, bro. I'm down for whatever, honestly. I'm down for ribs or even steak. I don't give a shit. I just need to know what so I can go get whatever we need.
I guess we'll figure it out. Morning when I get there, bro, because I'm at that day, bro, I'm gonna have a heart attack. I'll tell you this, because I have my coffee wing and I'm gonna drink a whole pot of that motherfucker, dude.
You don't need
bro. I forgot you haven't drank coffee.
I have not drank coffee wing since Lent started, bro. It's been the 40 days of let something go, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's good. Why do you need coffee for, bro?
Dude, you know what, man? I'll be honest with you. I miss it, man. I miss just sitting down.
You sound like a fucking drug addict.
That's what it is.
Basically, that's really how I feel, bro. You know, I went and got chocolate milk, like the Nesquik from HEB, right?
Mm-hmm.
The powder. And I do hot cocoa here, dude. So I get hot water, bro, and I'll scoop the shit out of it, bro. And I'm there spinning it around, making the hot chocolate, whatever. And I'm drinking it like it was coffee, really. Like just to psych my mind out.
But what is it about coffee? Is it like the caffeine?
I think it is the caffeine.
I think it's the caffeine, bro. But you know, it's funny though, because I can drink a coffee and I could be fine. Mm-hmm. But if I get a high, if I get a high rise or any type of other energy drink, bro, I'm freaking out.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I'm freaking holy the fuck shit out.
See, but that's weird, because technically, I mean, what are you normally drinking?
Just a regular coffee. So a regular cup of
coffee. No, but what are you normally drinking as far as like how much? Are you drinking like a cup?
Yeah. like about a 2 cup. I only drink like a 2 cup
Because a cup of coffee is about a little less than
the milligrams
than an energy drink. Well, at least our energy drink, right?
Yeah. So I have like a Yeti cup, you know, but the little small one. It looks like a high rise can, bro. Like it's small. It's a little black small can.
I've seen it. Yes.
It's not big, bro. It's small. 16 ounce maybe, Basan, right? More or less.
Yeah.
That's it. Just one of those. That's all I drink, and I'm a happy. And I could sit down, just have a conversation with that cup of coffee, and I'm a happy man, bro. I am a happy man. Yeah,
that's crazy, bro. That people.
But I drink an energy drink, bro, and I'm there, like, oh man, like I was at an event once with Kevin, bro. Let me tell you, and
dude, well, the energy drink. How do you drink it? Do you like chug the thing, or do you just kind of like? I feel like that plays a factor into it.
I think it does too, bro.
I need to drink
because I know people that drink an energy drink and they like fucking fly through it.
Yes, bro. Yes.
Well, I try not to fly through it. I'll drink it a little fast because I don't like it hot.
Okay.
I like to drink it and I like it cold. I think hot has an ugly flavor than cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the water, bro. The water. If the water's hot,
Water tastes like shit regardless.
I'll babysit that water bottle, man.
For those that don't know me, I rarely drink water. And if you drink water, like that's all you drink all day, you need to be in a psych hospital. 100%.
Well, I guess that's me, bro, because that's all I've been drinking here.
Something is completely wrong with your brain. Yeah. I've been drinking a lot of water now. And by a lot of water, I mean like two fucking bottles a day.
Yeah.
Which is a lot for me.
Yeah. I drink a lot of fucking water, bro. I let go of the Coke. Every now and then in the blue moon, I'll have a Sprite with my meal. But everything has been water, man.
It sounds like Pac-Man, bro.
Pac-Man, right?
Jesus,
bro. Hey, I heard it too, bro. I was like, why does he sound like that, bro? It's his age, bro. He's reminiscing.
Yeah, dude. That's what he really is.
What's the call? Jeez, speaking of which, did you buy me a Coke yesterday, Basan, when I left? I forgot to ask you when I left.
Yeah, bro. I left it there.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. You didn't even bother to tell me, bro. You just let me leave.
I had to take everyone's shit, and I was like, fuck. And I was like, he's probably going to come back upstairs. But you never came back upstairs.
I was like, fuck. Nah, I was already out, bro. As soon as I got that. So yesterday, JP, I was at Central acting. I hate working at Central. It's not even the station or the crew. It's just, it sucks. You can't respond to anything. It's just you're kind Central. Of just, yeah, it's just Central.
What do they do, bro? What do they do there? I mean, they can't respond to shit.
They just sit on their ass. That's it. Bro. Easy check, to be honest, but it just sucks here at Central because anything comes up and it's like, hey, go do this. Anyways, so fucking Ray leaves yesterday. So I'm like, hey, I volunteer's tribute. I'll go to two. Julian didn't care. Obviously, he didn't want to go do the fucking bullshit events anyways. I was like, I'll go do it. I'm not tripping. I'd rather go to two and go actually respond to shit. Tell me why the fuck when I leave, bro, y'all did a call, first of all.
I know.
Y'all did a call, and then I don't get shit. At station two, when it's busy as fuck all the time, and I don't get a single fucking thing. Nothing. I'll take the fucking fire alarm at DHR, brother. Something. Nothing.
Wait till I get back, bro. Wait till I get back. You watch.
I mean, nothing's going to happen. Y'all didn't respond to shit anyways.
Yeah, for real.
For real, bro. Station 3 is non-existent.
Y'all just cooking in the back, bro. Y'all just
Station 3 is non-existent on A-Ship, bro. Y'all don't respond to anything. When I'm there acting, bro,
why he loves being over there. He don't do a damn thing, bro. That fucking little bitch.
Yeah, bro. Station 3 don't do nothing anymore, bro. It's not. It used to be a busy station. Now it's just there. It's just taking up space. It's just there, yeah. It's just taking up space and taking up paychecks. That's it. I would rather get everybody's paycheck there, bro, and split it up amongst the other four stations, bro.
Oh, I stopped.
I'm sorry, bro. But yeah, I mean, aside from that, though, it's chill.
Dude, that's crazy. Hey, man. So here comes that trip, brother.
Yeah, I know.
Here comes that trip. That trip's gonna be wild, man. I'm just crazy. So.
You're going to Salt Lake for the firefighter challenge.
Yeah.
And I was actually going to try to go, but obviously I can't because I have to go to Austin for the ESO shit the same exact days.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're going with John. That's going to be a hell of a trip to drive with.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to do the 12-hour read, and I'm going to do the 12-hour.
So yesterday, my son, JP, goes to the station, and fucking John's like, hey, I drive 12 hours. You drive 12 hours or what? And yeah, I can already hear John bitching after like hour five, to be honest.
Easy.
I was like, dude, I don't give a shit, bro. What hours you want to do, whatever. Just drive until you get tired and I'll take over and I'll drive till I get tired. Then you take over. That's it, bro. The fuck, man? Why are you over here crying?
I guarantee you, if you let let John drive, bro, and by the time he gets to San Antonio, I guarantee you he's going to be bitching.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I don't mind him doing that. If he wants to drive from here to San Antonio, that'd be pretty cool, man. I think that's the boring trip right there.
I agree with you.
Because there's ain't shit to see, bro.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just fucking Mesquite all the way.
Yeah.
Bro, there wasn't shit when I was driving to fucking Tennessee either, bro, until I hit – outside of Texas, until I hit Texarkana and I went into Arkansas, there wasn't shit.
So well, I'm already making plans for Louisiana, bro, the next trip. Like, I'm trying to figure that shit. Like, okay, that's gonna be badass. Okay, so now I get back. What do I gotta do? How are we gonna do this? What are we gonna get? You know what I mean?
What do you mean? That's not even the next one,
huh? No, that's not the next one. I don't know. Which one is it?
It's So you have Salt Lake, and then you have – oh, no, it is Baton Rouge, actually.
Yeah, right? It's Baton Rouge.
Yeah, Baton Rouge in May.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool, man. I'm pretty excited for that.
I want to go to the St. Paul one, to be honest.
Dude, that one's going to be crazy, bro. I wonder how the weather's going to be for that one. I'm traumatized on that one, bro. Let me tell you. So when I was a mechanic, bro, get this shit. I was a mechanic, and – they fly me out to St. Paul, Minnesota, dude, and I'm out there. And there's a hotel. We're having a waterist class out there for the pumps on the trucks. And the hotel, to get to my hotel, you're at the convention center, and you have to go through a overwalk over the street, right? To get to the hotel. And the hotel, it walks right into the hotel. That catwalk that you gotta do. Walks right into the hotel, and doing that, I don't know what to expect, bro. That's the first time me ever flying to St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm being from the valley, from hot weather, going up. Never ever in my life ever done it. I'm in shorts.
Damn.
As I'm flying, I go to Houston, Dallas. Then Dallas, I go to St. Louis to St. Paul. And I'm putting clothes on. I go from shorts to pants to a sweater, and that's all I got. Then I take my sweater off and I put another shirt on. So then by the time I get to St. Paul, I have four shirts on and with one sweater.
No shit.
Dude, it's cold. So once I check into the hotel, whatever, go to my class, come back, in the afternoon, back to my hotel room, I get a call from the front desk, and they're like, hey, Mr. Lopez, we're going to send one of our service people from here to take you some goggles and
hola, madre.
Yeah, some goggles and a mouthpiece. your mouth. I'm like, okay, cool, like badass. I thought it was just, you know, whatever, a part of the class that was gonna happen for tomorrow. So I was like, all right, cool, man, whatever. They get there, they come to me, they go, Mr. Lopez, I need you to wear these tomorrow morning when you come out of the hotel room. I'm like, why? Well, because it's going to be under the weather tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be very, very, very cold. So before you open the door, make sure you have your mouth covered and your eyes covered with these, with this stuff. I was like, all right, cool. But they didn't tell me the temperature. So I'm like, all right. So then I get a call from Pierce, from my supervisor. Well, then, hey, man, what's your pant size? What's your jacket size? And, you know, we're going to send you some beanies and stuff like that. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck's going on, you know? So I'm giving them all my information, right? Next thing you know, there's a guy in the front door knocking on the front door, you know, hey, yeah, what's going on? Hey, we have a delivery for you from Pierce. Oh, shoot, okay. Get there. It's a bag of clothes of pants, with winter pants and jackets. And then when I say thick way, I mean, I'm fucking talking about thick way. Right? Big time thick. I feel like a fucking dude in the bubble wig. That's how thick it is, bro. What's going on, bro? Like, what the hell? So then later on, we get a call to the room, and they're like, hey, man, so we all need to make sure you all wear your all protective gear for the weather. We're going to be negative 20 degrees as soon as you open the door, whatever. Dude, I walk out, bro. I have maybe about 2 feet of snow at the door, just like a wall. I've never in my life ever seen that shit, bro. Now I'm walking, dude. I have these goggles on, and I can feel the wind hitting my cheeks, bro. Damn, I missed a valley, bro. So that's what I'm scared of. Like, you know, me going to St. Paul is up. Fucking all badass. High rise, baby. Let's go represent. And it's going to be cold as hell, dude.
I think it's in the middle of June, bro. I think it'll be fine.
Dude, right now we're going to be at 41 degrees over there fucking Salt Lake.
Really?
Yeah, I've been looking at the weather, dude, and it shows there 41 degrees, man. I was like, oh, my God. 65. Really? Yeah,
that's dude, 66 like, right now.
Yeah, 66 and 40s at night.
Yeah. Man, that is kind of wild. Baton Rouge is going to be muddy. Louisiana is just muddy in general.
Yeah, I could get used to that. It's the same shit down here. But
St. Paul in June, it should be warm. Birmingham, Alabama, that's the other one. That's the one at the that games. The what's it called? The World Police and Fire Games or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Erie, Pennsylvania might be cold. That's in August. That one might be cold.
I'm looking forward to it, bro. I'm pretty damn excited about it, man.
Goddamn, it's 39 degrees right now in Erie. Yeah.
Well, I just saw that too, bro. Fuck that.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait for Dallas though, man. For all of us to go. I just wonder how that shit's gonna play out for all of us, man. Because hey, all of Asia is gonna be out.
I was telling Sally about that one too. So she was saying that some people are just gonna have to just get exchanges.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take Basan with us to that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. You'll already be off probation, I think, right?
We're going to be babysitting and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one should be fun.
I'm going to be sick that day. I already know it.
I'm already feeling a cough.
I'm already feeling it.
Dude, it's going to be cool, man. That's going to be badass. I wish, you know what's funny is that
Reno. Ray wants to try it, too.
What? Really?
Yeah, the firefighter challenge. He was telling me about. He wants to try it too. So, I'm gonna get with him at the firefighter challenge to see if they'll let us run a few rounds there.
Bro, did I not Worlds. Fucking humble him when I was covering him, bro? I had like max 3 cover on his ass, bro.
Get this shit, JP, bro. Hold on. Let me address the elephant in the room right quick. So we went to go play basketball, right?
Uh-huh.
And we went to go play football the other day. Mm-hmm. We went to go play football at the park, the municipal, right? Basan was talking all this shit beforehand that it was a no-fly zone. Nothing was going to get past him. He had everybody on lock, whatever. These are the teams, right? It's Evan, Bazan and John against me, Ray, and Robert Alvarez. Right?
Okay.
Who do you think wins that game?
You?
But why? Wait, why? 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 We can't win or what? Why do you say it like that?
Because I already know Joey how competitive he is.
No, no. We had dogs in our team. We had Evan.
Okay. He had chihuahuas on his team. But, okay.
You had what in your team?
We had dogs.
What's your dog?
I'm a boy. Evan.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on. Here's the fucking crazy part is Evan was probably the MVP of their team. No lie. Because Bazan was getting fucking dogged on all game.
Fuck no, bro. I had John, to be fucking quarterback,
John
bro.
Was fucking seizing every play. He couldn't do shit. So we do this game, right? And Bazan is talking all this shit before the game. He's laughing. He knows where I'm going with it. He's talking all this shit before the game that it's a no-fly zone and he's going to have everybody on lock, whatever. First play of the game, brother. It's an easy dot to Ray, and he scores on Bazan.
Okay, that was even on me. That was fucking on John. I was safety. All right.
It was still on you,
bro. That was first play, though.
We score. It's a done deal, and we're just running through the motions, bro. There's one. Actually, this is a funny thing. This is completely side from Bazan. There's one where Evan decides to try to rush me, JP. And Bazan, what happened to fucking Evan's ankles, brother?
Dog, Evan, bro, they're still there. It's made in stone. All
right. I fucking, bro. So I have Robert and Ray to my right, bro. Nobody to my left. I pump fake to my left and fucking Evan jumps. Right? I take off, bro. I ran, right? It's hard to believe, right? I don't do a lot of running. I ran, bro. And it's a foot race with me and Evan. He can't catch me.
Yep.
Damn. I score, right? That happens, whatever. We're going through the motions. It ends up ending 10-5, bro. And we gave him one. It was 10-5.
Damn.
And all this shit talking Bazan was doing, bro, just to get humbled by Ray, bro. It was hilarious.
First of all, it wasn't even a field. We went up to like 10 yards both ways. Like, you know, fucking grass everywhere. I stepped on dirt. I mean, somehow there was dog shit somewhere there. Let me see. What else? Wind was a factor. My teammates were even more of a factor. That shit was a liability, bro. My team, like, I don't know, bro. Like, I had to make them sign waivers and shit, bro. Because Jesus tackle? Christ.
At least?
No, it wasn't tackle.
Damn.
Nah, so I invited Kevin, bro, and Kevin said that we play too rough.
What?
Yeah. That's what he told Ray, that we play too rough.
What the hell, dude?
We were playing basketball and.
Tu gente, JP?
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. I don't know what it is with Station 3, bro. They're just. I love Isaac. Mario's a cool dude. I love Kevin.
Hey, man. I can't claim.
They're just
it,
a bunch of bitches, bro. Honestly. It is what it is. I call it how it is.
I don't know. Wait, just give me the fucking rock and I'm going to run over a motherfucker, dude. That's it. That's
what I'm saying. Bro, so like we're playing, bro. We're playing 6-on-6 basketball, bro, because there's 12 of us. Oh, Central shows up, bro, with Julian. Central 2 and 3 are there, bro. We're all balling up. We're playing ball. We're all chilling. And I guess we played too rough and they didn't want to play. Or Kevin. Or, honestly, bro, a lot of the time, bro, I feel like it's Kevin doesn't want to go because Kevin is Kevin. But it is what it is. Kevin blames you guys, like fucking everybody else. But I think it's Kevin. Because when I got there, Sam was down. Isaac was down. The only one that didn't want to go was Mario, but he ended up going anyways.
Wow. Shit. He had more fun, bro, than some of the people there.
Yeah, bro. They, bro, no lie, he was guarding me all game, bro, and I hated it because he was on my ass all game.
Yeah, man.
I got tired.
He was pretty was like, good, you know
bro. I'm not going anywhere. I was like, I'm staying.
Chinga, man. That's crazy, man. Yeah,
but it was cool.
You're missing a lot, JP.
Yeah, you're missing a lot, bro.
For real, dude. For real, man. Hopefully this time I'm coming back around, bro. It'll be different. Trying to lose the weight, get back in shape a little bit at least.
You're telling me, bro. That's my thing too, bro. The reason I want to fucking do all this shit because of fucking lose some weight for the wedding, bro. Next year.
Yeah, next year.
Well, I told you already, bro. Next year.
We know. Here we come.
Yep.
That's all I'm gonna say, dude.
Yep.
That's if everybody's gonna go, bro. I don't think Pig will be down.
Pig has no fucking choice, bro.
Bro,
like I has no fucking choice.
Hey, bro. Hey, B, let me tell you, man. Shit, Reno's fucking bad, bro.
Me and Joey, I just want to go put 100 on black. That's all.
That's it, dude. You know it. You know it. You know it. Go black all the way, dude. Shit. $20 is 200.
He's
easy.
Too hyped, bro. He's too
hyped. Too easy, baby. Too easy.
I'm gonna go and lose all my money again, bro.
Hey, wait. I'm telling you, B. Dude, we. Me and Joy were there, dude. We were last to our last $20, bro.
Dog.
And you turned that shit 200. I told Joey, yeah. Hey, Joey, I hit money, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. We go halfies, me. I don't care. And sure enough, I hit $200 here, bro. That's your 100, my 100. Let's go. Fuck out of here.
Bro, here's the thing, dude. How is this guy calling the same fucking bullshit ass number hits 3 times back to back?
Yeah, that's crazy.
My anniversary date, bro. I hit number 23, bro. And I hit 23 3 fucking times.
In a row, bro. Back to back. Not fucking it skipped a number or two. It was 23, 23, 23.
Damn.
And I got a crowd, bro.
Yeah, bro. It was wild.
I built the crowd.
They switched the fucking person.
I was just going to say
that. I was doing the shit.
The dealer, bro.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, bro. The dealer was like, nah, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yep. Yeah. They switched the dealer
to some other motherfucker, and we started losing after that.
Yep, that's when I said, give me my goddamn money, bitch. I'm out. Yep, dude, it was wild, bro. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was a good time, though. I would definitely like to go just for the casino experience. Like, not having to do, like, all the shit that we did. Like not going for work, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That was cool. And then dogging the shit out of their barbecue joint, their number one barbecue joint that they had. Get them.
Hey, bro, they were hyping up this barbecue joint like crazy, bro. And then we told them we were from Texas, and they were like, oh, like this is going to be the best barbecue you've ever had, this and this. And we tried it, bro, and me and JP immediately were disappointed.
Damn.
Immediately, bro.
We told the waitress, bro, like, dude, I go back to that school that I fucking cook.
Yeah, bro, that shit sucked. It was, and that's because I fucking balled out too, bro. I went with what was it, JP? It was some big ass fucking plate that they had.
Yeah, we had chicken, sausage, ribs, and brisket.
Yeah, you'd like try everything, bro.
Yes, we tried everything. For, like,
I don't know how much my plate was, but it was not worth it.
Nah. Not even close, bro.
But it was a good time, though. Reno was fun.
It was badass. It was fun, man. It was fun. It was fun, man.
Hassan, are you going to Reno with us or what?
Hell yeah, bro. I just need the dates, and that's it. That is it.
I don't even know, bro. But are you going to be like Head and Shoulders that day? That's the real question.
Nah, bro. I've never been.
You know what? Before any of us order anything, bro, we need Hassan to buy his plane tickets. Non-refundable.
I buy it right now. Right now. Give me the date.
I don't even know, bro. I need to talk to Pete, bro. Pete's supposed to plan all that shit.
Hey, dude, we need to do Vegas, bro. That's what we need to do.
So Amy wants to go to Vegas too, but it's just Vegas is. I what I liked about Reno, like when we went to Vegas, right? That day that we went,
yeah,
it was super packed, bro. I hate being in environments that are just crowded as fuck.
I agree. It was during like the summer or what?
No, when was it? It was May.
Yeah, was May.
Oh shit.
But it's because it's Vegas, bro. Like, it's super, super... Like, Reno was super chill because it wasn't packed.
Yeah.
But the tourists everywhere, bro.
Yeah, like, it was chill, bro. But Vegas is more about, like... It's Vegas. Like, everybody and their mother goes to Vegas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be against it. I've never been there.
Laurel's never been there. And that's something that she wants to do, too. But, you know... I still want to do it, man. I want to go. I want to go to Vegas. I just want to experience. Not much gamble. Just, you know, let me go walk and look at the scenery.
See, that's not the thing. I don't want to walk, bro. I'm not with that shit. I'm not trying to do all that, bro. I mean, if I'm going to walk, I'm going to walk from the fucking hotel room downstairs to the casino.
Hey, bro, it's because they say that there's a lot of food out there, bro, and I want to go try shit, man. That's why
I mean, I want to go to that Golden Steer place, but...
Well, I mean, that's besides the point. That's a sit down and go and eat. No, man, I've seen so many, like, food truck type of deals, just little small restaurants right there, little pop-up restaurants that they have around there. That they serve a lot of crazy stuff, bro. Like, there's a Philly steak, cheese steak place there. That man, brother, let me tell you, it looks amazing. Amazing. And there's a lobster deal, too, dude, with steaks, man. I'm telling you, bro, I want to go see what they got.
No shit.
I critic a lot of the food, man. Everywhere I go, I'm always critiquing food. Like, hey, man, this shit needs a lot of flavor, man. It doesn't taste shit. Sauce. There's no flavor to this or whatever, you know. Like here, man. Here I go to a bunch of restaurants, and I'm a big time critic, man. Like, I will take Longhorns over Texas Roadhouse anytime, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, he ain't lying though.
I've been very disappointed with Texas Roadhouse, man, with their steaks and going down to barbecue joints too, man. I mean, there's a bunch of barbecue joints here that. Rudy's ain't sorry not to bash Rudy's, and some of their food is cool, but I'm not a big fan of Rudy's barbecue. You know, I'd rather take a little mom and pop's barbecue joint over here, outside of the road, than the Rudy's, because I think sometimes we get a little too comfortable. Oh well, I got plenty of barbecue joints out around there, so I don't have to cook flavor no more. Just and I think that's where they lose. Their love towards the food. Like anytime I cook, and let's just say I'm going to cook something for you and Joey, I need to make sure I'm not going to serve you something that I don't like. I'm going to try everything before I give it out to you guys.
Yeah.
Because the last thing I want you guys to be like, hey, man, fuck, JP's food sucks, man, or this and that, or whatever. You know, I sell plates here and there, and dude, everybody jumps at me, man. Hey, man, I'll just go to Stripes and go get a fucking. Half chicken there for $6-$10.
Yeah. Well, then
go to Stripes. I promise you that my $15 plate is going to be well more worth than your $7 plate that you're going to get at Stripes.
Yeah.
And sure enough, man, that's how I build my clientele, my on my food, man. And I got a lot of people that criticize my food, you know. It's just crazy, bro. And that's why I say that. I mean, I got a lot of places. That's why I want to go to Vegas. And I have so many places that I see that, man, that there's a lot of badass food. Like the Steer. I've heard people tell me that the Steer is amazing, but it's very, very pricey.
But really? Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's super good, but it's super pricey.
You need to do a reservation to just get in there. You can't just show up out of the blues. Hey, man, I want to have a steak here. No? Well, sorry, sir. Make a reservation. Get the hell out of here.
And the reservations are like fucking weeks out and shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's nuts. That is nuts.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, dude. I'm down though. I mean, fucking. I prefer Reno just because I've already been there, and that hotel was pretty badass, but.
That hotel was badass.
But I'm not against fucking Vegas, I guess.
This guy picked that hotel, man, because there's all these old birds there, man. We were covered by old birds, dude, that whole entire time.
Really?
Dude, I felt at home. Fucking Joey.
Man, it was a fucking bunch of old people, man.
Yeah, dude. It was a field trip for the old folks, man, getting them out of the fucking...
Vegas wouldn't be bad, though, because it's a straight-up fucking nonstop flight from here.
Yeah.
The trip ain't expensive either. The flight.
Oh, number, bro. It's like fucking $70, $80.
Yeah, dude.
Right now, bro. Yeah, I'm booking it already.
You ain't even got a damn date, bro. You got it, dude.
$214 nonstop right now, bro.
Right now, bro. That's the thing. Round trip right now.
Round trip.
Round trip. Wow, dude. That's wild, dude. That's cool. And then plus hotel and everything. No, but dude, I had to shut your mouth.
We're gonna do a big ass like presidential suite, bro.
That's it. We're losing Joey, Wing. We're losing Joey.
Why am I the one getting lost, bro?
It's your party, bitch.
Hey, bro, $127 round trip in June, bro.
Damn.
How about we just go just to test the waters and then come back
and then go back? It,
you know?
Drop a pinky up in that bitch and see what's up. Yeah, dude,
that is crazy cheap, bro. What the fuck? Wow, dude,
that's cool, man. That's cool. I'm loving it. I am loving it.
Dude, the 29th to the 31st of fucking August, I'm down. Just to go, bro.
Just to go.
I gotta wait till after Dallas, bro, because God, dude. These trips
are that's right. Bro. That's right. Well, I mean, yeah, but you're not paying, bitch.
Still, though, dude. I still gotta waste money out of my pocket, dude. Come on now.
I mean, yeah, but it's only like minor stuff. Let me see. When's the last event? The last event's in October. Yeah, October. So we could try like November. Nah, November's gonna be expensive.
Be bad. Yeah, dude. November, December. We fuck. Yeah, dude. That'd be cool.
November. Oh, that's Thanksgiving, though, bro.
That's alright. Yeah. We could do that in the beginning of November, bro. We'd be fine. Bro.
No, I'm trying to choose a day that we're all off. Oh, like on 4 days, so nobody has to use time.
See, don't begin. Well, no, we can't do December, bro. It's a bunch of parties.
Dude, man, we do January 30th, bro.
That'll be cool, man. That'll be super cool, man.
Why is it so expensive? Because it's so far out. That's why. Yeah, I guarantee that's why it's expensive. That's what sucks, bro. You gotta plan all this shit like quick.
Yeah, dude, for real. What the fuck? I'm looking at all this shit right now.
I mean, I'm down, bro.
I'm telling you.
184, August 29th through August 31st. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Perfect. That is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm down, buddy, right now. I'm not even going to ask Amy. I'm just going to book our flight. Say, hey, we're going.
Right, see ya. Later.
aside from that, though, JP, it's going to be good to have you back at work. And we'll be there Sunday. Basan, I know you have to go out of town.
Yeah. Yep.
Have a safe trip.
Yes, sir.
And aside from that, I don't have anything else for the podcast. Anybody else have anything?
Nah, that's it, man.
No, we're good, dude.
All right. Well, we will see everybody next week in 9 days again, and we'll catch you then.
Yeah, later. Man. Later, guys.